Happy Mary?
Happy Harvey.
Excited? The big moment has arrived. Ready?
I've been ready my whole life.
Here we go. I'm taking the scarf off your eyes. Prepare to be amazed.
Oh!
So, what's the verdict?
Oh! Niagara! It's just like on Wish You Were Here. Only I don't have to wish anymore. I am here.
It's more impressive than the waterfalls at Betsy Coed. And I don't say that lightly. You know how much we love the falls at Betsy Coed. Oh, let's rest on this bench.
Look how wide the falls are. You don't appreciate the scale of it on television. You have to be here. See it with your own eyes. Thank you, Harvey. Ambition fulfilled.
So it was worth the plane trip, despite all the bumps?
Worth every minute. Flying's not so bad, really. Now that I've done it, I wouldn't mind doing it again.
You don't have a choice, love. We have to get home.
Listen to that. It sounds like perpetual thunder. Look at all the mist. You don't see that on TV.
Oh, that's the spray from the falls. It says here in the brochure that every minute 6 million cubic feet of water flows over the crestline, creating a mist that rises over 200 feet. It's been happening for centuries. Oh, apart from 1911, when the falls froze over and people walked across from one side to the other.
Just think. Walking on water, imagine what that must be like.
We should ask Mrs. Jones, the Rotary Club secretary. She thinks she can do that.
Oh, nature's amazing, isn't it?
Not as amazing as you, love. You're a one-off. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and on the third day, he created Mary.
Oh, you soft man.
It says here that there's three separate falls. The American, the Bridal Veil, and the Horseshoe. That must be the Horseshoe, see? On account of its shape. And that one cascades like a bridal veil. So that must be the American.
Why do they call it the American? Oh, because it's shaped like a hot dog?
Because it's the largest, I suppose. Everything's big in America. Look at the size of their cars. You can fit four minis in a Cadillac.
So, Alan Wicker, what delights do you have in store today?
Well, I thought we might try the pleasure boat, the Maid of the Mist. Now, in the brochure it says here that this unique journey takes you under the waterfalls and into the whirlpools to ensure an experience that you will never forget.
Oh, look, there's the boat. See all the tourists on the deck taking photographs.
Oh, yes. Oh, they're Japanese, I imagine. The Japanese love taking photographs. It's their national pastime. That and origami. Shall we go for it, then?
I'd like to, but my stomach wouldn't. Not after that tea. I've gone right off maple syrup.
Well, I did think that fourth pancake was a trifle ambitious. Still, when in Rome...
Oh. Let's leave the boat for later. Let's relax and enjoy the view.
Ah, lovely. You know what this puts me in mind of? Carnarvon.
Carnarvon?
It reminds me of the dancing waters at the Winter Gardens. The fountains may make twisty shapes and they change colour while they play a medley from the Sound of Music on the Wurlitzer. Ah, it's spectacular.
That's not quite in the same league as Niagara Falls, love.
I suppose not. I meant, well, this reminds me of our honeymoon. Two lovebirds perched on Carnarvon Harbour wall, watching the castle appear through the mist. Oh, it was magical.
Do you remember? We saw a rainbow.
Ah, we did, didn't we? We said it was a good omen. We said that in the future, whenever we see a rainbow, we'll take it as a sign that any problems we faced would be resolved and all would work out for the best.
I remember taking tea at Evans and being full of pancakes.
And not only pancakes. We were full of love. And after 50 years, nothing's changed. Did you take your 4 o'clock medication?
I did.
When?
At 4 o'clock, when you reminded me.
Both tablets?
Both tablets.
One red tablet.
And one blue. Don't fuss. Look how close the boats get to the falls. They almost go underneath. I hope it's safe.
Oh, perfectly. They wouldn't do it if it wasn't. Oh, joke. The boatman was calling the pleasure boats in off the lake, and he shouts out, "Come in, number 9, your time is up." No response. So he shouts again, "Come in, number 9, your time is up." Still no response. So then he shouts out, "Are you in trouble, number 6?
Harvey? What's the matter, Harvey?
Oh, life's not fair. You don't deserve what you're going through.
Oh, who does? It's just how it is. But you're seeing me through it. You're my rock. Couldn't manage without you.
But it's not enough. I can bring you here, and I can show you the falls, and I can buy you pancakes. But I can't make you better. I failed you.
Oh, you soft man. You couldn't give me any more. You've given me everything.
No, not everything. Not your dearest wish.
Harvey, children didn't happen. If a family had come along, I'd have loved it. But it's not your fault that they didn't. You're the finest man I know, and I love you. Every day I find 25 reasons to love you, and that's on a quiet day. I've had a magical life. I wouldn't change a thing, and you least of all. So let's not regret what we haven't got. Let's celebrate what we have, yes? Harvey, will you do something for me?
No. Anything. You know that.
Next Christmas, will you visit Carnarvon? Find our place on the harbour wall and remember all the special times we've shared over the years. I'd like that.
I don't want to think about next Christmas.
I know, but we have to look ahead. It's the only way.
Not if we don't want to.
Do it for me.
I'll do it if that's your wish, but I'll have a heavy heart. I'd want you to be there.
Oh, what makes you think I won't be? I'm all in. I think the pancakes have won, or maybe it's the medication.
Would you like the hotel for a rest? I can find a taxi if you like.
Why don't we stay here and cuddle up? I can fall asleep next to one of the wonders of the world.
It certainly is.
That's not what I meant.
If you feel up to it, we can come back later when it's dark. It says in the brochure that they illuminate the falls at night with over 30 million candle power.
30 million? Imagine the bill. Oh, look, the boat's coming back. The Japanese are still on deck taking photos.
Oh, so they are. Sayonara.
Sayonara.
That's Japanese. I'm saying hello.
Sayonara means goodbye, love.
That's the only Japanese I know. Oh, apart from kamikaze. And I can't shout that. I'll start a diplomatic incident.
Just wave, Harvey.
Good idea. Hello. Remember Carnarvon on the harbour wall and talking of reaching our golden anniversary? It seemed a lifetime away. I always knew we'd make 50 years. Did you think we'd get there? Mary?
I don't answer daft questions. Tell me that saying again, the one about the gift. I like that saying. Makes me smile.
Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, but today is a gift. And that's why it's called the present. I'll be all right, you know, in the future. You mustn't worry about me.
I never have. Thank you, Harvey.
What for?
For being you.
I'm the only me there is. And you've got me.
Aren't I the lucky one?
Happy, Mary?
Happy, Harvey.
The sun's coming out. It's breaking through the mist. Oh, look. A rainbow.
You've been listening to one of Radio Maria's podcasts. If you enjoyed this, please consider supporting us with a once-off or monthly donation. To do so, visit www.radiomariaengland.uk or call 0300 302 1251 during office hours.